good friend of mine lives in New Orleans. She goes to a massage therapist. She has some back problems. And this woman she goes to, she always speaks to her about her struggles. And so my friend just listens, and she listens really well. And on a number of occasions, the woman spoke to her about her issues with God. And my friend, who's a very holy, devout disciple of Jesus Christ, simply just listened to her. And the woman began to vent to her about the way she grew up and the religious home she grew up in, where women were oppressed and they were told they had to wear a dress every day or else they were in sin. They had to have their hair a certain way or else they were in sin. And she said, I just can't believe in a God like that. I can't believe in a God like that. And my friend said, I don't believe in a God like that either. And she said, really? She said, but I thought you were a religious woman. She said, well, I am. But she said, that's not the God that I know. And she said, would you like to meet my God that I worship? And the woman said, what do you mean? And she said, let's pray together right now. Do you want to pray with me? And so right there, as she was getting her massage, she began to pray with this woman. And she introduced this woman to Jesus Christ through praying with her. And this woman broke down and started to cry because she encountered the love of Jesus Christ at her place of work by praying with my friend. And then every time my friend visited her after, the woman began to ask her more questions. Tell me more about Jesus. Tell me more about his church he founded. Tell me more. I want to know more about this God of mercy, this God of love. I want more of that God. All this happened because she no longer just listened to what people said about God, but she actually entered into a relationship with God herself. The same thing happens in this community, right? We belong to Holy Rosary Catholic Church, but there are a lot of non-Catholics in our community, and some of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters have opinions about our church that simply aren't true based on what they heard from their family members or from their pastors. They've heard that we worship Mary. That is a lie. We do not worship Mary. We honor our mother. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Honor your mother and your father. They heard that we re-sacrifice Jesus on the cross every time we celebrate Mass. That is a lie. He died once and for all time into eternity. So there's a lot of lies that go on about the church, and sometimes people reject us and reject our faith because of what they heard from somebody else. But there's also been so many other awesome times where, because we've entered into a relationship with people and because they've asked questions and listened to us speak about the beauty of our faith, where they've had a transformation of heart and they've changed what they thought about us, all because they listened well. And because they listened well, they were able to enter into a new relationship with the church. Today's gospel, we hear about this woman. She's a Canaanite woman, and she walks up to Jesus Christ and the disciples. And the disciples, when they see this woman who's a Canaanite woman, they did not feel comfortable around her because they were Jews. And she was a Canaanite. And the Canaanite people, from what they knew, the Canaanites, they worship demons, they worship false gods. They sacrificed their children on altars, and they didn't want anything to do with that kind of person. So when she approached Jesus, they said, Jesus, make her go away. We don't feel comfortable being in her presence. Like, tell her to leave us. That's why they wanted her to leave, not because she was a woman, but because she was a Canaanite. We don't talk to Canaanite people, Jesus. Make her go away. They sacrifice children. But she came to him because her daughter was actually in need. Her daughter needed healing. And Jesus did not listen to the apostles. He listened to her cry. And he entered into a relationship with her that transformed her life and also transformed the apostles. See, the apostles, they didn't listen well. The reason why they didn't listen well to this woman who was a Canaanite, who was different than them gender-wise, who was different than them religiously, who was different than them, right, was because they didn't listen to each other well. They didn't listen to each other. See, the apostles, they became like a family. The disciples, they became like a family. But throughout the scriptures, we see different accounts where they just didn't get along. There's one account where James and John, they asked to be seated at the right and the left side of Jesus. And the other apostles got so mad at them. And they began to gossip about them and complain about them, instead of just simply listening to their brother's desire that they didn't understand. They could have said, hey, James and John, you know, we don't understand why you want to sit at the right and the left of Jesus. Can you help us understand where you're coming from so we can have a better understanding of you? No, they immediately judged them and began to talk about them. The book of Proverbs says, 18 chapter, chapter 18, verse 2, I think, says, "The foolish person always says what they think. The wise person listens to understand." Something like that. I don't have the Bible in front of me, y'all. I'm sorry. I try. I really do. It does say something like that. You can Google it later. Okay? I'm in the ballpark, right? It says nothing like that. You're like, wait, Father Josh, that is not what it says. Just love me for me, okay? But the wise person listens to understand. The foolish person always has to share what they think. The disciples, the reason why they couldn't listen to this woman was because they couldn't listen to each other in their own family. The way we treat our family is the way we're going to treat the world outside of our family home. In our nation this past week, we've seen some horrific things happen. In Charleston, there was the neo-Nazi white supremacist march, a rally to promote hatred and bigotry against a group of people that many of them don't even know because they haven't entered into relationships with everybody of that particular race or religion or our background. And we say to ourselves, I think, how can this happen in 2017? How can we still have rallies to promote like hatred towards a group of people? And I think the reason why things like that happen is because it starts first in the home. How do we listen to people in the home? The reason why we treat people out there different, sometimes we don't like people because they're different than us, is because we don't listen to them. And if we don't listen to people, we can't enter into a relationship with people. But that starts at home. If we don't listen to our spouse, if we don't listen to our kids, if we don't listen to our siblings, how are we going to take what we learn at home and bring it to our schools and our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our wider community and our nation? It starts at the home. It really does. To listen well, to foster listening well to each other, which can be difficult because we're all different. How many of y'all have kids in this church? Let me see a show of hands. All right. Hands down. How many of y'all have more than one kid? Okay. How many of your kids, that those of you have more than one kid, are exactly alike? They're the same, right? None of them are, right? They're very different. Now, you raise them the same, most likely, right? You raise them the exact same way, yet they turn out completely different, right? Completely different from each other. Very different because they're different people. And in order to raise them and grow a relationship with them, we have to listen to them each individually because they're unique people who come from a unique personality and a temperament and emotions and feelings. And we have to learn, how do I communicate as a parent to this child? And the only way I can know how to communicate to this particular child is if I listen. We have siblings, brothers and sisters, have to listen to each other. How can I communicate best to you in a way that you can receive and we can grow in relationship with each other in the best way possible? It's through listening to each other. Well, how do we cultivate the practice of listening? I want to propose that it's simply through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. It's not Lent, but we can do it all the time. All right, prayer. Last week at Mass, I taught y'all a form of prayer called Lectio Divina, right? Which is you take the Bible and you read the passage. What does it say? You meditate on the passage. What does it say to me? You pray, have a conversation with God about what that passage said to me. You contemplate. We sit with God in silence. And then we come up with a concrete action based on our time reading, meditating, praying, and contemplating with the Word of God. If we can commit to praying that way, the way we treat God will have a direct effect upon the way that we treat other people. And first and foremost, our family members. Okay? So if we can treat God that way and really ponder His Word and listen to it and meditate on it and talk to Him about it and sit with Him, then what's going to happen is whenever we enter into relationship with our family members, they're going to say things. Some things that are difficult, just like some things that Jesus Christ says in the Bible are very difficult, all right? And if they say difficult things that we struggle to grasp, as opposed to immediately jumping on them and saying, you're wrong, or here's what I think, we're going to fast from what we want to say. We're going to fast from our tongue, from responding, right? That's difficult, huh? Right? Fasting from cookies during Lent is pretty easy now, huh? Right? But fasting from the tongue, because we all want to be have the last word. We all want to say something. So to fast from saying what I really want to say, and then listen to what they said. Leave that conversation and meditate on what they said. What did what they say, what did it speak to me? And then take what it spoke to you and bring it to the Bible. And spend some time with Jesus and have a conversation with God through the lens of His Word based on that conversation. And then sit with God And then after that, come up with a concrete plan to go back to that person and ask them more questions. Not to go back and correct them, not to go back and challenge them or to critique them, but to go back and ask more questions. Can you tell me more about this? Because after I listened to you last week and prayed about it this entire week, what you said, this is what came up in my prayer. Can you help me understand what you meant a little bit more, right? Whoa, that can be so transformative. That can deepen the bond of the relationship between the people and the family. And if that's what is happening in our domestic church and our families at home, that's going to then do what? Flow into our neighborhoods, flow into our friendships, flow into our schools, flow into our workplaces, flow into our communities that are most certainly going to have people who are different than us. Racially different, gender different, politically different, ideologically different, socioeconomically different. People who are just completely different than us. We will be able to listen to them and enter into deeper relationships with them for them because we do it with God. And from the way we treat God, we treat our family. The way we treat our family, we will treat the world. This is so important because when the world experiences this kind of authenticity of discipleship, where disciples of Christ listen to people and enter into relationship with people wherever they're at, they're going to say, I want that. It really is amazing how powerful our witness can be. And we have the opportunity then to point them to the reason why we listen well. And it's because we first listen to God well, who perpetually listens to us all the time. We can help them enter into a relationship with God like my friend did at the massage therapist place. She helped a person enter into a relationship with God simply because she first and foremost listened and listened well. So let's pray for the grace to listen well, and maybe let's practically try this week. Think of somebody in your family who you struggle with, right? It could be that, you know, we all have that crazy uncle, that crazy uncle or that crazy aunt. Think of that person, or some of you might be your spouse, right? Think of your spouse. You might be like, my spouse, I can't stand that person sometimes. Okay, well, you pick that person and ask them a question. And then fast from having to respond to what they say, especially if you really want to respond, just fast from it, right? There's always time to correct people later, but fast for right now. And then ponder what they say, reflect on what they say, spend time with God on what they say. And I can guarantee you, if we begin a practice of doing this and doing this often, it will impact our relationships with the world. And the way that we affect the world will then begin to affect each other that way. And we won't have the problems that we're having in Charleston because everyone else will be affected through our witness, which is formed and rooted in prayer, our intentional, living, vital relationship with God. So let us be rooted in prayer so that we can transform the world through our families.